Guys, I just want to share with you a message this morning as we continue our Empowered series. And, you know, in Israel, we had a really had an upper room experience. And not physically, where we went into upper room and, you know, as they said, go to Jerusalem and wait there. Go and wait there for the Spirit of God to come upon you. But we just have these moments. And it doesn't have to happen in Israel. It can happen here too. Amen. In our city. In our living room, in our prayer closet. We don't have to go to Israel. But we loved going there because God just teaches us so many new things. And so I want to share with you today a message here that I've entitled Delegated Authority. And I want to share with you a few truths here. But I believe God wants to give us a new perspective on His kingdom. You know, I realize as a church, because one of the things God has called us as a church is to be a Spirit-empowered church. We really need the Spirit of God. I don't know about you, but we're living in times where God is making us more dependent on His Spirit than ever before. Because it's really teaching us how to walk by faith and not by sight, and how to walk in the Spirit. And so we realize as a church that we cannot exist and do what God has called us to do without the power and presence of the Holy Spirit. How many of you need the power and the presence of God in your life? We need it daily. And I just love the one thing about heaven. Heaven is always open. It's never closed. Heaven is always open. We always have access to heaven. It's not shut in the morning and then opens up at 6 o'clock or during Shabbat or during your prayer hour or whatever. It's always open. But sometimes it's just our inability to receive from God. God wants to pour out His Spirit. He's constantly pouring out His Spirit. And He wants to enable you through His Spirit to do all that He's called you to do on this earth. In Ephesians 3:10, it says, His purpose was that now through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms. Do you believe that God wants to use the church to express His kingdom, to manifest His kingdom? I believe the church is called as a vehicle to carry the presence of God and to release it here on the earth. And I believe that as you this morning, God said, you are chosen. You are chosen. I just love that. And some of you just need to be reminded of that this morning, that Father God has chosen you. Maybe you feel very inadequate right now. You feel just, well, how on earth can God use me? You know how many of you know that God uses the ordinary things in this world to do the extraordinary things? I love that. I love how God called Lynn and she felt inadequate to go to Israel. But as she was going, as she was walking, she's like, you know, God, I'm allowing you, you see? There was an invitation and saying, Lord, I'm allowing you to fill me, strengthen me. And she was open, she was not closed. And that's what God did. The Spirit of God came in moments, and as I witnessed her in the garden, as we walked in different places, she felt the presence of God. And He reminds us that you're chosen, that you can do this. Not in your own strength, because it says it's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says God. It's the Spirit of God that enables us. So first and foremost, He wants to say to you, you are chosen. You are authorized by God to manifest His presence and demonstrate His power on the earth. Now, God wants to give you a whole new perspective of your position in Him this morning. Because sometimes we have this one-dimensional perspective and understanding of who God is and what God's kingdom is. But I believe God wants to bring you to the realization of where you actually position in Him. I think it's very important. Because I believe many of us Christians today walk and they just don't really understand who they are in Christ and what they've received in Him. And so, God has authorized you. And we're going to look in what that means and how He's called us to carry His presence and to use us to demonstrate his power here on the earth. Now, we spend some time in Galilee, and around that place, God used disciples, his disciples, and God himself, Jesus, demonstrate the power that the Father gave him in that place to do amazing things, to heal the sick, to raise the dead. And this is what we're going to discover this morning. You know, he says here in Isaiah 42, verse 7 to 9, I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to engraved images. What is God saying here? I will not share my glory with another. How many of you know that you are not just another? Who is he referring to when he says that? He's referring to Satan, okay? How many of you remember that Satan had a position in heaven? He was a worship leader. His name was Lucifer. And he had a position there in heaven. And then what happened? He became prideful. And God knocked him off his prideful pedestal. And then he took a third of the heavenly angels, angelic hosts, with him at that moment. And so he would not share it with another. He would not share it with anything that is contrary to to the kingdom of God. And so we know that God lives in a different realm. He lives in the third heaven, right? And so we live on the earth. And so there's things that's being released by him on this earth that is from the kingdom of God. But there's also things on this earth that is not of him. In Ephesians 6, it says that our fight is not against flesh and blood. It's against the principalities of darkness, the rulers in this dark ages. So we see that there's some things that is at work on this earth that is contrary to God's kingdom. And God would not share that with them. He shares it with us. And I want you to see and get a new perspective today of where you're seated. Because I believe when we become a Christian, we become a believer, our position changes. Rose touched on this last week. Our status change. Because we are no longer alienated or, you know, we become sons and heirs. So we are then seated with him in heavenly places. So guess what? We pray from our position in heaven with him, seated. Because the Father, when we invite Jesus into our lives, something happens. It's no longer we that live, but he, Christ, that lives in us. So our position and our title changes. And that excites me. When we get this, friends, things start to change in our lives. Our walk starts looking differently, right? We walk knowing and having an understanding of it's Christ in me, the hope of glory. And I used to do this Christian thing. I tried to. I thought, you know, as a young believer, when I gave my life to God and at the age of 8, I went through my teenage years, but I felt so ineffective, powerless. And this is what I've understand, that God has given us authority. He's authorized us. What does that mean? Who's the author and the creator of this earth? It's God. And so what God does is when we become believers, he authorizes us, he puts a stamp of approval on our lives, saying that is my son, that is my daughter. It's no longer they that live, but I live in them. I reside in them. And so, I love when God manifests himself through us and enables us through his Spirit. But we need to understand that. Sometimes we have it, but we don't understand it. And it needs to become a revelation. And this is what God wants to give us this morning, reminding us this is who you are and whose you are. Okay, authority is defined as permission, authorization, license, or sanctioned power. It is also delegated power that belonged to someone else that is given to you. Okay? So it's entrusted to us. I believe that comes from a place where that person believes in us, trusts in us. You know what? I'm not just going to hand my keys to my daughter, right? Simply because she cannot drive. I'm not just going to hand the keys of my car or my house to any Joe Soap down there in the street, right? Because I don't trust them. I don't know them. But the beautiful thing is that there's relationship between us and the Father. He knows us inside out and He trusts us. And He said, you know what? I'm giving you the keys of my kingdom. I'm giving you, you know, this authority. It's delegated. It's given because it comes from a place of trust where Father's saying, I believe in you, my son, my daughter. This is why I'm giving it to you. Now, how many of you have seen these cops around? And that's actually an American cop there, and a policeman. But the policeman, you know, any person that has been given authority, it carries a badge. Okay, it's something that is very obvious on this officer. Now, as for me, just if myself or Johan or anybody here will just walk into the traffic and say, "Hey, listen, stop," you know, that car will look at you, and or sometime you'll get killed. All right, he will not necessarily always stop if you, but if he sees there's a person that has got a badge that is, you know, is been authorized to stop this traffic, then this traffic will stop. But because he's been given authority. He's been given authority to do what he's called to do. So they've enabled him. That's what you call delegated authority. So, and this is the same way God has given us this authority. And so he's saying to you, I've given you not a badge that you carry around like a little Christian or put it on the like a little a fish on your car, all right? Some of you have that, and that's great, that's fine. And then you drive like a maniac, and the people look at you. But the thing is that we've been given the seal of the Holy Spirit. It's a seal that we've been given saying that we are His. And that's why, through that, He's given us His permission, His authority here on this earth. So the Father delegated His authority to His Son. I love that. When Jesus said, I'm about my Father's business, there was alignment. He knew He was His authority, His place here on this earth as a human, as He was walking on the face of the earth. He knew His authority. He knew His position. And His place. Jesus made it clear to His disciples when He said this. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So Jesus made it clear to them and said, all authority in heaven has been given to me. Where does it come from? It came from my Father. That's what He's given Jesus. And that's why Jesus could perform the miracles. Because He knew He was walking in His God-given authority. Because Him and the Father were one. They're still one. Jesus was sent here by His Father with all authority. And He intends to send you in the same way as He sent His, in the same way His Father sent Him. Friend, it's so important. As Jesus was spending time with His disciple, this is the one thing that He wanted to instill in him and said, team, get this. You need to know your authority. You need to know what it means to be under authority. And I'm delegating it. I'm giving this to you. Because you know what? You're going to encounter some things in this place that's going to come against you. Things that's contrary, against that's coming against my kingdom. And I want you to know and understand your position. I want you to know what I've called you to do. Luke 10, verse 19 to 21, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. Now, this word was given to the disciples at the time, but how many of you know that this is still relevant to you today? This is not outdated. This is not superseded. It's still relevant. God's saying, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over the power of the enemy. Now, I don't want you to underestimate the power of the enemy, okay? A lot of you say, well, you know, Satan, yes, he's bound up. But still, let's not be ignorant of his devices. Because I believe that our fight is not against flesh and blood. There's still some forces at work here. Remember, the third of the angels were taken down with Satan. And so I believe there's a demonic forces that is operating on this earth right now. And so it's important that we know we have been given authority. We have authority over these things on the earth. Because why? Because we are seated with him in heavenly places. Look at your position. Those things are under us. And so when you get that revelation, you start functioning differently, okay? Fear has got no place in your life because we don't operate out of a place of fear. We operate out of a place of God's presence in us. And he's given us that authority. All right, so our authority, our spiritual authority is based on Jesus' victory on the cross. Friends, it always comes back to the cross. Something happened there. More than 2,000 years ago, the place where we went to in Israel, the place where it might have been the place where Jesus was crucified and then the grave where he was resurrected. But something happened there. At that place, Jesus stripped Satan from his authority. He's like, I'm taking back what he has stolen. And then he bound him. And so what happened there is that he gave us the victory because of the finished work of the cross. We have victory. We can have victory over things in our lives. And I really believe that God wants to remind us of the finished work of the cross. This is so important. This is the focal point. Because if it wasn't for the finished work of the cross, we'll still live in bondage, right? There'll be no gospel, good news to share. And this is the good news, that it is finished because of what he's done. That we can apply the finished work to the cross to areas of our lives where we are bound and stuck and we struggle. And Satan knew that. When Jesus was on his way to Calvary, when he was tempted in the wilderness, that's where his authority was questioned, his identity. And Satan knew what's going to happen. And so, friends, sometimes we need to remind the enemy of what happened at Calvary. And so we pray from that place of victory and not defeat. Because Satan is defeated. Colossians 2, verse 15, he disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in him. I love that. He disarmed the rulers and authorities. In a moment, think about it. In that moment, he disarmed them and saying, I'm taking that and I'm giving it to my church. I'm giving it to those that believe. And that we can all have this authority. I believe when we've made a decision to follow him, to receive him as Lord and Savior in our lives, we have access to this. It is amazing. In Christ, you've received the new identity and position. I love this. I was just reminded of this little picture of this little kitten looking into the mirror, because what matters most is how you see yourself. I don't I know that some of you sitting here this morning, you do not see yourself that way. When you get up in the morning, I guess I don't always see that in the mirror. And I feel like this is so important that God needs to remind us, that you are reminded this morning of who you are. Because this is the image. This is how He sees you. He doesn't see you as insignificant. He sees you as significant. He sees you as able. You are able. And our identity will either make you feel inferior or able. And this is where I love the thing about God's word, is when we start reading it, it's like a mirror. It reflects what God is saying. Let the words speak to you. This is, you know, I love how God affirmed that you are my beloved son. You know, Jesus, even in times, you know, the Father said, this is my beloved son. And I know some of you sitting here, you have not received that from your own fathers and people, but these are things that we want to speak over each other, that you are able. As we read God's word, let that word speak to you. Take hold of some of those words. Maybe write down some of those promises. Write it down. Put it up. Put it next to your mirror, okay? When you look at yourself in the mirror, you see that. You read those promises on the bathroom or wherever, at your workplace. Maybe as a screensaver on your laptop. Just reminding you. So our authority. So this is important. Because this authority and identity thing go hand in hand. Because our authority in Christ releases His power. When you get that, friend, that is when God releases His power. And you walk in it. How can I grow in my authority? So God will put you at test. There's some things in life that you're going to go through, right? This is just a given. It comes with the moment we are born, and you know, we're going to go through some things in our lives that's going to toughen you up, okay? These are things that, you know, my kids are going to experience as well as they go through life. They realize that they need to take authority in certain situations. Situations will try to crush them. You know, at school, you know, kids saying, you know, we're just dealing at the moment now with Michaela, you know, some of the things that the kids are saying about her size, you know, and I said, remember, dynamite comes in small packets. You know, and so she's feeling a bit inferior and she's shy. She doesn't want to go to gymnastics. And, you know, those are things that is affecting her at the moment. But this is important as a father, that I need to teach my daughter about her identity and her purpose and the authority God's given in her life. As she walks, that is not longer going to affect her. What it is not going to care what people think about her. But, you know, it's just like water off a duck's back. And so we are helping her to find that identity. What does God say? What does Daddy say about you? That's really all that matters at the end of the day. It's what your father thinks about you. And not what the voices are saying out there at the moment of who you are. So friends, I believe it's important that we arm ourselves in God. We arm ourselves. Now what I mean with that, Ephesians 6 talks about the full armor of God. Finally, be strong in the Lord, in the mighty and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. All right? So devils he's got some schemes. He's got a tailor-made temptation or a thing for you to really to break down your character. And unfortunately, he uses people out there that does not make life easy for you. And so he's trying to break you down through your own family and people, you know, at your workplace or at school or whatever, you know, is happening in your life right now. But there's many voices out there. He says, for our struggle, our fight is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, to stand. God wants you to stand your ground, friends. And the only way to do that is to practice your authority, is to resist the enemy. And he will flee. And that's what he wants. He wants to come. He's always trying to come against you. And he wants to knock you over. He wants you to question, you know, God's faithfulness, God's, you know, goodness in these situations. And that's how many Christians just fall over today. They just give up on this faith journey. It's like, oh, this is just too hard. I cannot do this. But how many of you know that you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you? That's the promise. And so one of the things is get to know the author that gives authority. That's the only way. One of the ways is just to get to know the author that gives authority. And that's our relationship with God. Ultimately, as we go and we spend time with Him and we have a dialogue with Him, that's prayer. And we pray, then God starts revealing to you, my son, my daughter, this is who you are. This is what I've called you to do. I've given you these weapons. And you start experiencing, you know, some of the amazing things that we've received in Christ. So get to know the author. And I just love where, you know, David, as he went against Goliath, you know, it was in that moment that he realized, hang on, my God is bigger than you. If God is for me, who can be against me? David did not compare himself to Goliath, but he compared Goliath to his God. That was ultimately what was the difference there. Because as we move onto the battlefields of our lives, there's some things in our mind. This is, how many of you know that your mind is a battlefield? And God has called us to take authority over things that comes in our mind, because this is how the enemy works. This is where he comes. Through here and in here. And so we need to take authority. We need to take captive thoughts that comes against the knowledge of Christ, or come against a promise that God has given you. And so I love how David carried himself with the security and with some of the promises God has given him. And so those are essential to know as we go, who you are, your position in Christ. So practice your authority. You know, there's going to be times where God is going to call you to step into some situations. You know, I know that there's times there. We have worked and equipped and trained some people in the area of spiritual warfare, and they're like, I want you to come and pray. I want you to come and do some prayer warfare in my house. And I say to them, you know what? It's the same Holy Spirit that's in you is also in me. There's no junior Holy Spirit. So God wants you to practice your authority. I want to encourage you to start praying. And then I don't know. I said, let me teach you. This is how you pray. And so they start praying, and then they just had a victory, and it's like, yes, I can do this. You know, and so you need to start practicing that authority in situations as God calls you into places. I remember this time I was in Camden Town at the time, and God called me to go into this place where they were doing palm reading, and there was also a medium, a lady there that was in witchcraft, and so she had a little booth, and so you only go when God tells you to do that, okay? I don't want to advise this, so if you know your authority, by all means go, and if God tells you go, then go. But I remember as I walked in there, God said to me, I want you to go to this lady, I want you to go and bless her, and I'm going to give you a word for her. And so I walked in there, and I started this conversation. How many of you know start a conversation? The SALT principle, okay? Start a conversation, ask questions, and listen, and then tell the story. So I said to her, listen, tell me more about your life. And so she started sharing, and so it came out that She then asked me, what do you do? And I said, well, you know, I'm a pastor. And she said, oh, really? She said, well, my dad used to, when he was still alive, was a pastor. I was a pastor's kid. So things went kind of in a different direction. And I remember just in this conversation, you know, as God gave me the courage and just to bless her and pray for her. And I remember she just burst into tears. You know, this is the woman that is just operating through a different source and, you know, and causing havoc in people's life, confusion. In that moment, the Spirit of God just came as we were gathered, and it just changed the atmosphere. It was actually an amazing time that I had the opportunity just to speak into her life. But friends, this is what God has given us. You know, we shouldn't limit this in opportunities, you know, as He calls us into some dark places just to represent Him and speak what He's given, you know, whatever He's put on your heart. Communicate that. Just stand with me this morning. I'm going to pray. I'm going to end off with Matthew 10. It says here, Jesus called His 12 disciples to Him and gave them authority to drive out impure spirits and to heal every disease and sickness. And then He said in verse 6, go rather to the lost sheep of Israel. As you go, proclaim this message: the kingdom of heaven has come near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, now freely give. This was just the time where Jesus, as He sent out His disciples, He said, I have given you authority. I have given you authority. I've authorized you to go. Do not fear when evil comes. And as we go this morning, I'm going to pray for you in a minute. I just know God is going to give you some opportunities this week just to practice your authority. But He's saying, do not fear. There's going to be things that's going to come this week that might want to unsettle you, bring restlessness and fear and doubt and whatever it is. But I feel God is saying to you this morning, God said, trust me. Trust me, I'm with you. I'll never leave or forsake you. Father, we want to thank you. We want to thank you for your presence. We thank you for your Spirit that is upon us, that is available to us. We thank you, Father, in the same way as you have given your disciples authority to drive out demons, Father, to heal the sick. You've given us, your church, authority. You've entrusted us with this authority, Father, this delegated authority. We thank you for it, Father. We ask that you'll help us to practice this, God. Use this authority, Father, wisely in situations that we face. Lord, I know that there's people here that is, their families are going through some struggles and battles, Father, but I pray that you'll show us how to pray. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Holy Spirit, for giving us wisdom, giving us strength. Father, we thank you that the enemy is defeated, Father. We thank you for the victory on the cross, Lord. We thank you that we pray from a place of victory and not defeat. We thank you that we are seated with you in heavenly places. With you, Abba, on your seated next to you. We thank you. We thank you for that intimacy. I thank you, Father, as we go, Lord, that you'll give us awareness of your presence. In Jesus' name, as we release this presence, Father, use us as vessels this week, God, to bring good news, Father. And I thank you, Lord, that you're just reminding each and everyone here who they are in you. We are sons and we are daughters, Father. We are no longer slaves, in Jesus' name. We just love you and thank you for your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen.